First of all, round of applause. Round of applause. Let's do get a round of applause in there. Yeah, boy. We are live right now in the MIA. It's a beautiful day today, man. The sound, the weather. We are live in South Florida right now, Excitement Radio, and I have a special guest in the building with me right now. If you're looking on the site, excitementradio.com, you're going to see my guy. My guy, he looking like a star right now, man. He got the shades on, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? He got the jacket. He got the white beater underneath there, man. Yeah, yeah. So he from what? North Carolina, right? North Carolina? There you go. So with that being said, round of applause for my special guest, Jay Baby in the building. What's going on, my brother? What's going on?
What's going on, man? I'm blessed. How about you?
I'm good. Let me make sure I get your levels right on your mic.
What's good?
There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming out to Miami and coming to check us out, man, over here.
I had to.
You know what I'm saying?
Long overdue. We've been trying to get out here.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Time, so how was your trip down here?
Oh, it was cool. Pretty cool. The traffic down here is crazy. That's one thing I will say.
Oh, yeah?
It's different. The traffic down here is crazy. Yeah. That's one thing about it.
It's crazy, huh? Okay. Yeah. And I see you got the team with you. I see you got, you know, people with you hanging out. So that's good.
For sure.
So y'all about to have a good...
This is my family here with me. This is my... Got my fiance in the building.
Oh, okay.
My
how
sister,
you doing?
My sister.
There you
my
go.
Friend, all that.
All right. Know. So, okay. There you go. We got your joint. We got your song, right?
Yes, sir.
We're going to play it. But before we get into it, we want to get to know you. Like, we want to hear your story.
For sure.
And know, you know, how you got into the music, what made you want to do this, like stuff like that. So, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself. Like, you know, what influences that you had growing up with the music business?
Yeah. I mean, as far as music goes, I grew up in church. So,
okay.
I definitely started out, like, singing R&B, gospel, all of that. Got into, like, rap. Throughout high school, the older I got and stuff, and tapped into that along with the other avenues, and you know we're taking it as far as we can take it. So,
okay, awesome. So, okay, so you were singing,
yeah,
in church too.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome, awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so you was doing that. Anybody you was listening to, like say any influences, like say any gospel artists or anything like that. That
gospel coming up, that influence. That's a good question. I wouldn't say. Maybe not influencing what I do now as far as that. I would say a lot of R&B.
Okay.
Influenced it.
So
for
who,
sure.
like, who was in the R&B that made
that
you
influence it? Yeah. Maybe like I got an old soul, so I was really on like Luther, Whitney, like those type of, you know, like just the smooth, the suave type of vibe to it. And then when it got to the rap game, you know, kind of came up on like Future, you know, stuff like that, like really turning up Future, Wayne, you know, shout out Wayne for sure, Drake, that type of vibe. The newer generation definitely really hit with like No Cap, Rallo, that type of the wordplay, the melodic, the vibe type of, you know, so that's where we got where we are today.
When did you realize that you wanted to actually record and actually put something out? Like, when did you come to that vision and say, you know what, I want to start doing music?
Shout out my bro, Mo Skrilla, but we probably started it around 10th grade, maybe. Like, we was in high school.
Okay.
So, that was, like, 2019, 2020.
What y'all would do? Like,
yeah, but
y'all would do it, like, the banging on the table and rapping.
Yeah, exactly. He was just like, bro, let's just try to be rappers. And I was like, okay. Because, yeah, I mean, he knew I was good at it, but I never took it serious because I was into, like I said, gospel, singing, stuff like that. So, I was like... I mean, I'll do it to help you out, see if we can go up real quick, but I'm not really, you know what I'm saying? But for me, I fell in love with it, just the craft in general, the art of it. I always had the gift, so I kind of just took it, saying, and then from that, I really started taking it serious when I got to college. 2021, I got my first time, like, got in the studio and actually started doing it and just took it from there.
When you were writing, say, your songs, your verses and stuff, you writing from, like, experience? You writing from, like, just, you know, just when you're hearing a beat? Like, how was that creative process?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'll be moving around so much now that I really have time to write. I did start off writing. I mean, I write for people and stuff like that. I used to, like, that's how I kind of started. I used to write, like, for my friends and stuff, other artists and stuff. That's kind of how they started me to, like, start rapping. But I don't even really write as much no more. I move around so much. I be in the studio all the time. So I just kind of just, now it just kind of comes to me. Started tapping in with people, other artists and stuff that taught me how to kind of just get in there and speak from my heart. So I definitely write from my heart, but... Now,
let me ask
you. Step further. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
No, go.
No, I was just saying, we took it a step further and just started learning how to just speak from the heart without having to write it.
Okay, so that's what I was going to ask you. When you do it like that, is it hard to, like, say if you had to perform that song? Like, let's say you went in the booth. I'm just asking your experience now. You went in the booth, and, you know, you heard a track, you went in the booth, you wrote a song to it. Now, you have to remember that song to actually go. Let's say you got a show to do or something you want to go. Is it kind of hard to, because it's like,
man,
backwards, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly what you're saying. Yeah, I've actually experienced that recently because I wasn't doing shows for a little minute. I just started back doing shows this year. So I had a show, one of my first shows this year, I think, Charlotte, North Carolina. I did a show and I tried to do the open track to it so I could just perform it. And I don't write no more, so I'd be dropping songs, but that's a song that everybody wanted me to perform.
So when
I did it, I was like, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to perform it open. I'm going to just rap it, have to do it live. I was not knowing them words. I thought I did. I rehearsed it all the way up there. I was rehearsing it for days beforehand. And by the time I got up there, it escaped me. You feel me?
But yeah.
I mean, it just depends on the song, like the amount of time I've had the song. Because, you know, once you've, even if you don't write it, once you've had a song for a minute or been bumping a song for a minute, it becomes second nature. Just like listening to a song you know by heart without knowing the lyrics. I mean, like reading the lyrics. So, you know, it's kind of like that. But that one was something that was fairly new.
Okay.
And everybody just wanted it. And
because I hear a lot of artists say that. And I thought about, I said, wait a minute, if you went in there and wrote it, do you know it if you actually got to perform? Because you got to memorize it.
I feel like if you write it, it's easier. But see, like, the thing with the fact that I don't write right
well,
now.
Well, I mean, not writing. I mean,
that's even worse.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, definitely hard.
All right, so that was experience. Okay, how do you pick, like, say, the tracks that you work on? Are you looking for more, like say, trap beats or, you know, R&B beats, like, how do you pick the track?
I kind of got like an eclectic vibe because I like eclectic music. I like a lot of different types of stuff, so I try to work on a lot of different types of stuff because I do a lot of collabs and work with a lot of different artists from my city, from my state where I'm at, North Carolina. So sometimes I get in there and I'm feeling an R&B vibe, or somebody wants me to do an R&B vibe. You know, I also go off my, you know, my listeners, my supporters and stuff like that.
They're like,
yeah, we like this. We need more of this one. Okay. We need something for the summer. That's how we got Shot for Shot. You know what I'm saying? That's what I ran that Shot for Shot out now. So, like, it was like, yeah, we need something for the summer. We ain't really got no summer vibes in a little minute. Let's get something for the summer going. So I said, boom, I went in there and made Shot for Shot.
I'm glad you said that. So how is it with the North Carolina scene when it comes to music and independent artists doing their thing? Is it like a good place where a lot of artists get support, or is it one of those places like, you know, because I hear a lot of places, sometimes people say, nah, man, we not working together. People, like, how is it?
I'm not going to lie. North Carolina, honestly, is one of the best places I've seen as far as, like, supporting underground or supporting independent artists goes. You know, of course, areas that are bigger, have bigger cities and stuff like that, you know, they support the label artists and things like that. They push that. But North Carolina as a whole, the places I've been to, the places I've seen, the people I've worked with, I will say that North Carolina itself does really, we do lift each other up, build each other, you know.
So I get the support.
Yeah, that's why I get the love I do get. I mean, you know, it ain't at all where I would, you know, hope to be. But, of course, you know, it's better than
it's a start.
A lot of places. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, absolutely. So that's good to hear because a lot of times, you know, I get a lot of artists that come from
different
cities.
Different places, and they're
they
not getting that love.
They're not getting that love. Exactly. They got to go somewhere else to get the love and come back.
That's still the case. I mean, you know, I'm here now. That's still how it goes. That's the name of the game, though, you know, because, like I said, the bigger cities is just where you get – that's just like you said, take it back to where you come from. Like, sometimes people just, you got to go do some stuff and then come back just to say you did it. Or come back so they can say that you did it or to see that you had did it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's all it takes for you to, you know what I'm saying? You've been doing the same thing back home or doing the same thing.
You think because people familiar with you? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
You know, when people, it's like if Rick Ross walks around here. Like, we from here, we like, oh, that's Ross.
Rick.
We don't care, man. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, we don't care, man. Like, we see you all the time, nigga.
Yeah, that's
like, we don't care about that.
No, that's facts. No, that's definitely how it is. I feel like, I mean, not comparing myself to Ross or nothing, but like, I've been doing music for a little while, so I feel like I got the people that support me, you know what I'm saying? They rock with me, it's the same type of thing. So, like, you know, people just get comfortable. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it don't matter what you do. It's like, yeah, that's him. That's just what he do. You know yeah. what I'm saying? But you got to go get in front of new faces, go around new
there
people,
you go.
And build, you know what I'm saying? The people that's going to get you rich is the people that you don't know, not the people you know.
I agree with you.
That's true.
I think you have to stretch your legs.
Absolutely.
You got to go to different places. You got to meet other people. You got to communicate with people. You got to do all that because, yeah, you got to do it, you know? And the way social media and the reach you guys have now is great. How do you feel with, you know, the music, what's coming out today?
Yeah.
Do you feel like a lot of that music is like music that's going to live on for years? Kind of like, and the reason I'm saying that is like, you know, when it comes to like that 90s music, you know, they're talking about they still playing it today. But then you hear like a lot of stuff today, they're saying, man, those are not going to last through the years. Like, how do you feel with that?
Yeah, personally, I feel like, I mean, it's nowhere near what it was as far as the music industry. It's too oversaturated.
Right.
You know, with a lot of people that's doing a lot of get-rich-quick schemes, in a sense, as far as, like, music goes. Their music is just a
message.
You know, yeah, that's real. So it's like, you know, that's just the name of the game, though. Everybody, I don't knock the game because I know how the game goes. That's just how it is, what you got to do now. You know, so I never would hate on that. But I feel like the music back then, it was more authentic because it comes from a place like that. And I feel like that kind of translate into my music. That's why I'm not where I know I should be because of the, you know, the authenticity that I'm trying to, you know,
okay.
put behind so, it. I know it's going to take a little longer for me.
Where do you see yourself, like, say, 3 years down the line?
3 years? Man, I hope to go on and have DB, my brand, W Boy Entertainment. I hope to have us, you know what I'm saying, going to start really pushing ourselves as a brand. You know, hopefully on my own studio, I engineer and things like that. I do a lot of all the behind the scenes. I record, engineer myself, all of that stuff like that. So hopefully I hope to branch out in those other avenues of music other than just being the artist. And I hope to have that back and support me as an artist or either me being an artist to boost those, you know.
So since you do that, do you work with other artists? You actually engineer their music?
I got a song that just dropped today, a feature I'm on, actually. I engineered that dropped, my boy 40 Cap, shout out 40 Cap. But I engineer all the time at the studio. Like, I get off work, you know, I work, I still got a regular, you know what I'm saying, 9 to 5.
Hey, you got to, man.
a 10 hour. I get off work, then go to work at the studio, you know what I'm saying, then I stay there and work on my own stuff, you know what I'm saying. So we work all day long. So we still tapping in with everybody, for sure.
Now, you said something very important. I just want to say, you said something very important. He has a job, right? And the job helps him
fund your dream, your career.
His dream.
That's real.
But what he said was, the key was, when he gets off his job, he works on his dream.
He goes to work. That's right. I get off work and go to work.
So what happens with a lot of people, right? What happens with a lot of, they'll work all day. Yeah, they want to do it, but they get lazy, they get tired.
It's easy, yeah.
And they don't really put in. So, yes, you need that 9 to 5 in the beginning, yeah, because you need to. It costs money to go to the studio. It costs money to.
Absolutely.
If you purchasing a track from a producer, it costs money to get it mixed and mastered.
Yep.
It costs money to get artwork, and if you want to do a video, it costs money for all
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
So you need some type of budget.
That's real. Should
but like cheap. He said, Jay, what Jay Baby said was, he worked, but then guess what? When he get off, he go to work.
That's real.
On that music.
That's real.
I like that.
Everybody know that, yep.
I like that. So, yeah, no, keep doing that. Keep doing that. Let's do this. Let's play the song, and then we're going to, okay, hold on. Let's get it together here. And like you said this was an inspirational, this was inspired because they say they needed something for the summer.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, this for the summer. Yeah, I'm saying, I'm glad I'm down here in Miami.
It's summer all the time now.
This is the first place to do that. Yeah, we lit, we turned, we going shot for shot all weekend down here.
Yeah.
We going shot for shot when I get back home. We going shot for shot all summer. That's real.
Listen, I'm going to tell you, man, it be so hot. I don't know. This summer, boy, it's
going to be a hot summer. It's going to be a hot summer.
Man,
for sure.
Well, Miami is just. I'm telling you. So with that being said, go ahead and introduce the song. Let's jump into it.
What's good, y'all? Yeah, we rocking with Shot for Shot. Jay Baby, y'all tap in with me. Hope y'all enjoy it.
Let's do it.
swimming, going shot for shot, just like the SDA and Halle Berry. Now some shorty out of A, like Halle Berry. I get her a baby, she go Halle Berry. I've been making money since I was in the dirt. And as a bitch, I'm talking to her dirty. I don't play bitches like it's Halle Berry or something. But the club, they be tearing it up. Shot for shot, shot for shot, shot for shot, shot for shot. Here you go. Shot for shot, 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 shot for shot. Baby from the Ville, I know we got the same guns for it, baby. Probably same as Fayetteville, PD too. I don't know, cause I don't like to talk to cops. Some niggas went military, some went to school, some who probably try to go to the league. Me too, nigga, all of us and got it off the block. First show, I'm the one that was in the Maybach, pulling up, what the fuck? I'm peeing inside the function, y'all niggas probably pimping in the parking lot. Hey, nigga, y'all be tricking with the Zell. I'm the type to trick it with the smell. Take away from me on YSL, but she probably thought the shit was Baccarat. On the social, who turned out the pack? Mo got bitches turned up off the pack. Take my shirt off in this hoe's hat. I can pull up on the hoe's hat. Who done told you you could hold a Glock? You ain't never even shot a Glock. Keep that just like when I shot a Glock. Keep that baby, yeah, shot a clock. Shot for shot, shot for shot, shot for shot, shot for shot. Here you go. Shot for shot, 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 shot for shot.
Me and Swimming going shot for shot, just like the SDA and Halle Berry. Not some shorty out of A, like Halle Berry. I get her a baby, she go Halle Berry. I've been making money since I was in the dirt. Clean as a bitch, I'm talking to a dirty. Girl, play bitches like it's Tyler Perry or something. Fuck the clothes, then we tearing it up.
Shot for shot, shot for shot, shot for shot, shot for shot. Here you go. Shot for shot, 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 shot for shot. Here you go.
That's right, that's right, that's right. Say, baby. There you go, it's called Shot for Shot, Jay Baby. There you go.
Take a shot, duck a shot. It's anywhere from 30 to 100 shots when you see us, nigga.
There you go, there you go. That's right, live in Miami, baby. Live in Miami. J Baby, Shot for Shot. Round of applause. There we go, there we go. Round of applause. Oh, man. So that's how they rocking in the North Carolina. That's how they rocking for the summer. Oh, that's how they rock.
No, that's how we rocking though. That's for sure how we rocking in the summer. For sure.
That's how they rocking for the summer. All right. I hear it. Shot for shot, baby. For so sure. That's good. And was this something you engineered yourself?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, it sounds good. It came out good. Good job on that, man.
Appreciate that.
Got a good on sound. Because sometimes that's one thing I always, try to stress to artists, man. Like, you got to make sure.
You invest in the quality.
Yeah, that quality got to be good. Because you could have a great song, but if that quality is not right.
Yeah. That quality actually ain't even the best it should be either. But I was at my home studio. That's old. I had already had it made. I just, recently got it, got it out and got it.
But it's still, you can work with it, like absolutely. I'm saying. So that's good. That's good, man. So what's the plans once, like, this is out now, right?
Right.
So what's the plans with it? Do you got a video for this? Like, the promotion? How you doing the promotion with
it? For sure. Yeah, we got we did an off-the-top live performance. Off-the-top is a platform in North Carolina that's branched out. Shout out Off-the-top. They've been working with me for a couple years now. We got an off-the-top video to it right now. This is a mic performance type joint. We going music video very, very soon. Y'all be on the way for that. It's going to come in very, very soon. We're going full music video. We're going to do the, okay. We got to make it big. So we going
now, do you feel, now that's a question. Do you feel that music videos work nowadays to promote music?
That's a great question. I feel like they work. They don't work as good as real.
How they used videos. To, right?
Yeah, they don't work as good as they used to, but they still work. They work versus
not
just dropping a song. They definitely still work. There's always any way that you can put it in their face to let them see you,
or attach
your face to what you got going on.
Yeah, yeah,
that's the best way to do it. So yeah, we definitely going to use the video because, you know what I'm saying, we were just gonna go off the top at first. I didn't know it was gonna go up the way it did, but everybody was like, yeah, we need a real video.
Okay,
so
okay,
I said, okay, bet we going a real video soon.
And once again, pay attention what J Baby just said. You have to be seen. Like, you have to be seen. Like, you got to put your face out there. People have to see you.
Yeah.
They may not see, they, They may not see you the first time, but the consistency,
exactly.
And you keep showing up on their page, you keep popping up, they're going to see your face. And then what happens, they connect the dots.
That's how it started, yeah. Shot for shot, been seeing that. They were seeing that. People been hitting me out of the blue that I ain't seen in a minute. Or people I run into, they like, I see you going up with that one song.
People you went to high school with.
Everybody paid you right now. I'm like, yeah.
All right, there you go. But that's what I'm saying. So you got to work it. Okay, so we got some future visuals coming up.
Oh, really?
What about a whole, like an album, like a whole body of work? Are you working on something like that too?
I got other stuff coming out. I've really been working on a lot of collabs, so I know that's a little different from my, you know, what I got going on separately.
Okay.
I got a collab that just dropped today, but I got some collab tapes coming out with a lot of producers. I'm doing some different. I'm working on producer collabs that's been making beats for me specifically collab with them. So we got something coming out this month. We got something coming out this summer as well as far as another producer. So we got a lot of collab. I've been working on a lot of tapes at once. I got a lot of other artist collab tapes coming out too. Just dropped one with my boy Kyrie. Shout out my nigga Kyrie, you feel me? We got Kobe out right now. EP. But yeah, we got a lot of collabs coming out. As far as solo music, we really pushing Shot for Shot this summer.
Okay.
If the people, you know what I'm saying, want more and stuff like that, it ain't nothing to give them more, you feel me?
Two questions.
Mm.
Number one, who would you like to work with in the business? Like, say...
Artist-wise,
producer-wise, known people, unknown people. Like, what are your... Like, give me your top five.
Top five? I need to work with No Cap and Rallo. Those are my first... Those are my first two off-rip, just the style of music-wise.
Okay.
I respect, you know, the way they got their music. The way they got to where they are. You know, so I was rocking with Cap and Rallo before they were really, like...
Okay.
So No Cap and Rallo were definitely in my top two. I like to work with Wayne, just off the strength of...
There you go.
Off the strength... Cole, too. I put Wayne and Cole as the next two, because... Off the strength of like lyricism, like, you know, Cole being from Fayetteville, shout out, you know, the Ville where I'm from, like, that's, you know, that's what we came up on. So that's the really, like, I got a lot of those, like, that lyrical, that stuff like that. I get into that too. I know, you know, we popping it right now because it's summertime, but you know what I'm saying? Like, we really get lyrical. So,
okay.
I want to get in there with the big dogs, the ones that really,
so Cole,
that really get in there and get in, you know what I'm saying, get nitty gritty with the rap and really rap with them. So, like, I want to do stuff like that too. Future, just because Future is just legendary on his own as far as hit making or any style of music. So I feel like Future would be just fifth because Future's always been like number one hit maker to me. Future, if you have Future up here, so that would be lit.
Okay, good. Oh, wait a minute, let's see. Somebody calling in. If you want to hear, let's see. You got to put your headphones on. Let's see. Caller, you live. What's your name? Where you calling from, caller?
Yo.
What up?
Hey, I'm from the Big 2-6. Hey, I just want to shout out my boy.
I can't hear it in headphones.
Right here. There you go. Go ahead, say.
What's good?
Yo, what's going on, Big 2-6? Hey, I just want to give a huge shout out to my boy Jay Baby.
Okay.
Big.
What's good?
Putting on the map. Let's see it.
Yeah, that's real. Putting on the map for sure.
Who this now? Where you calling from?
Fayetteville.
You're from Fayetteville. All right.
That's from my city for sure. That's
all right. Yeah. All right.
That's my family right there. Yeah.
For sure. All right, man. Thank you for calling in.
Southside. Oh, no worries. For sure.
All right. And I'm going to tell you right now, that support goes a long way, man. So
all the way down here.
That's good, man. You know what I mean? That's right. And y'all people who support artists, y'all need to support. And support can be in so many different ways where you ain't even kicking out a dime. Now, of course, the number one support is to
invest
in that artist. Like, if
that's
they
right.
have an album or a single and they selling it on, let's say, Apple Music or whatever, and they selling it for 99, whatever, a song, support. That's number one. But other ways you can support, if you see them posting their videos.
Repost. Long way.
That's what I'm saying.
I take it everywhere, for sure. That mean everything. Stuff like that, little stuff. Even like my fiance, shout out, you know, my queen, everything like that, just being there sometimes.
Just showing
up where they at when they say they're going somewhere, where they got somewhere else to be. You know what I'm saying? Because it's more so for the other people that don't be around
you.
But if you support the person that you know they going up, just show up.
That's it. Like you said, a repost, a comment, repost.
Yep.
You know, add it to your stories.
Yeah, that go everywhere.
It goes a long way, man. And it just, hold on, we got another call. Let's see. My man going to have the phone lines blowing up. Let's see. Caller, you live. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's good?
I'm going to say, hey, I'm Banks. I'm calling from Fayetteville.
Okay, yo. Big Banks. Come on, Banks.
All right, what up, man?
That's
what's
my
up?
Dog. That's
what's going on?
That's my brother. What's good? What's good, Banks? What's going on, man? Yeah, we got a whole bill. We got a whole bill out here in Miami right now. That's real.
Showing love from the Bill, baby. I see you out there doing your thing, baby. Keep putting us on, man.
Come on, man. Yeah, I heard you about to be out here in a little bit, too. I'm going to come down here and tap in with you.
I'm coming down in a week. You know how
okay, okay, okay. Yeah, yeah. Bane's moving on. Yeah, Bane's about to be out here, too. Y'all might have to see him on the back end. Come on.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, man. So definitely,
love,
man.
Love, bro. Appreciate you, man.
All right. Yeah. All right. Peace. That's funny.
City,
yeah. Listen. That's how it got to be, man. That's how it got to be, man. Because I seen a post where it said, like, you could have, like, say, you know, 100,000 followers, but then when you do a show, you can't get 10 people to show up.
Yeah, to show up.
That's crazy, right?
That's real. That's what I've been trying to build. Because, see, I don't feel like I have the same following or, like, social media, like, build up that I should. But at the same time, the love that I get from the people I do get it from be so genuine. That's how I know I'm going to take it far when I
listen.
Go. Because, when you have the real,
yes.
genuine supporters,
yes.
people that really rock with you, then that's where it
yes.
goes. Yeah, that'll take you there.
Listen, I keep telling people, do not get caught up on these numbers, these
yeah.
social
all
media
that, all that, all that, yeah, all that stuff is, yeah, all that stuff is for the gram.
Smoking mirrors stuff, type
yeah, that's
thing.
That's just to look good, for sure.
That's all it is, man. Like, don't get caught up on them numbers. Trust me. A lot of people see it. That's why you say when you get in people's face, like when you post it,
exactly.
they
building,
will see it.
Building a connection, right.
Just because you may not get the numbers right. on the likes or whatever, the views, trust me, they see it.
Yeah, they see the shit.
They
for
see
sure.
it. So keep moving. Let me ask you, since you've been doing this, has it been a situation where you learn a hard lesson, like something bad happened to you with this music business, either, you know, you were doing business with somebody or something, you lost money behind it. Like, something happened that gave you a big lesson and say, ah, man, I learned a lesson. I'll never do that again. Let's hold that question. Let's get this caller real quick.
Oh, we got
caller, you live?
Oh,
caller, you live? Where
yeah,
you calling from? Yeah, what's up?
What's good?
Hey, I'm calling from Queens.
From where?
From Queens.
From Queens?
Oh, somebody calling from Queens. Okay.
What's up?
Yeah.
What's good? What's
I
good?
I was up with my boy Shit.
Okay. He already played it. You missed it. He's
gonna play. Now we gonna play it again.
We gonna run it. Okay.
Let's play it again then.
Chill. Hey, shout out Queens. Shout out Queens. You know how they get out there. Shout out Queens. That's
good.
We coming out to Queens next. We coming to Queens.
All right, say that.
Come on, that's the word.
All right.
All right, y'all tap in. They gonna play it later.
We got you.
I bet.
Shout out Queens, man. You know how Queens are. Yeah, they a little aggressive up there.
Oh yeah.
Man.
Oh, he said they're aggressive, boy.
Yeah, they're a little hostile a little bit.
Oh, man. It made me forget my question. What was my question?
No, you was talking about a hard...
Oh, yeah, a hard lesson.
A hard lesson I had to learn. I feel like not even, like, too much business-wise. I would uh-huh. say I try to do good business. Like, I try to, you know what I'm saying? I try to do my homework on that beforehand. But, I mean, I'm sure I'm not saying that it can't happen. But I would say lessons I learned more so as far as how to, like, move as an artist in the modern day, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
More than just having the talent, having the skill, having the music behind it. It's more so about having the money, having the right investment, and being able to put your investments in the right places as far as, like, promotion goes, things like that. Things I didn't think were – I knew were important to the world, but I didn't think were as important to me as far as, like, videos, things we were talking about like that. Being
right,
able to
put right.
it, I had to come to the realization that is necessary.
Right.
It's always been necessary, but
right,
it's
right.
even more necessary in today's
society.
Music. Like, today's music world is just like it's certain things you just have to do, even if you don't want to do them, even if it feels more like work than feeling like it's the authenticity of it.
Right,
it's
got
to become a part of you as an artist. That's
right.
that's just how you got to move. So yeah.
Do you feel like if you're not in people's face enough that you'll be forgotten real quick?
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, because I mean, there's plenty of people that. Get in people's face. Like you can get in somebody's face and go up really quick. But if you don't stay in their face, if you don't put it in their face at all times possible, you're going to be just another one that had that one hit wonder, that one song of the summer. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want Shot for Shot to be the one.
Right,
they talk
right.
about a couple years, they be like, yeah, I remember he had that song that one summer. Like, I don't even want... They're not even going to remember Shot for Shot because I got some other whole other shit going on. Like, it was good back then. It was like, that was it. But like, what he doing now is like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got to keep it going like that. So stay in their face.
That's the thing with the music business. People don't understand, man.
It's
like,
quick.
You
easy
have
to forget.
To.
You got to stay in their face.
Even big name artists, if they...
Oh, yeah.
Like, Oh, yeah. When's the last time Drake put something out? You know, right?
Right, and he been milking it with the album. Tell Drake, drop the tell Drake. I know he be tapped in with Miami. My nigga Rick Ross, somebody tell that nigga drop Iceman, man. We ready for it, but you feel me? Like, yeah, you know, they get the, you know, when you have that type of following too, you get to build and you get you get to take those breaks because everybody is waiting on you.
Okay, there you go.
When you coming up, I thought I got to do that too, but you more so... I took a break. I took a long break. Like, I ain't really dropped too much last year. I ain't do no shows, nothing like that.
Nothing like that, huh?
You know what I'm saying? I kept the real ones that was with me, but I kind of had to start from scratch, but I had to come back and take it up even more.
Because,
you know what I'm saying? Like, the more you stay out of people's face, the more easier they're
going to be. Now you got to work twice as hard to get.
Now you got to come back and you got to keep it there. Yeah. Right. That's real. That's the thing about consistency. It's key.
You have to. Okay. So I know you said you got the fiancé right now.
Absolutely.
Now, how's the relationship? I know you on stage right now, and you know, you might have the shades on. You looking, you know, got the fresh cut. Yeah. You know, now the ladies are like, yo, how is the, you know, when it comes to, like, relationship and, of course, the music industry, like, how y'all handle that?
I mean, my fiancé has been with me since I really started growing in my music. So, I mean... She's been a
part of it. So she understands.
She understands, and she's also been a part of it. Like, she's a part of my image, in a sense, my artistry as a whole, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everything, like, she's been on songs of mine. So everybody knows her. She's on album covers, you know what I'm saying? Album covers. So, like, they know what it, you know what I'm saying? They know what it is when it comes
to her. So she's not the type. In other words, you have a partner that's not the type that's going to hinder you.
Right.
And be like, oh, you know, like, if you in the studio late, cause you like, yo, baby, I gotta be in the studio right now.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, where you at? And I'm not saying that's happening to y'all, but I'm just saying.
Right. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, no, for real. Yeah, she definitely understanding that, cause she know that she's seen where it came from and where we trying to go. She's seen it all. So
let's get this call real quick. Let's get this call.
Another call.
Caller, you live. What's your name? Where you calling from?
It's Tina.
Oh, Tina.
Tina, what's up, Tina?
What's up, Tina? How you doing, Tina?
I'm calling from Carolina.
Where you calling from?
North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up.
Play that J Baby, shot for shot.
They trying to hear shot for shot again.
Shot for shot.
We gonna run it again before we get up out of here.
No, we gonna run it again.
We gonna run it again. Stay on the line.
Yes,
we gonna run it.
Shot for shot.
We got you, girl. We got you, Tina. Tina, we got you, girl.
Play that J Baby.
All right.
Yeah. We gonna run it.
All right.
All right. Thank you. I don't know.
Shout out Tina from Carolina.
I guess Tina. Yeah. I don't know. But anyway.
Shout out Tina.
Listen, sometimes it be like that. But I'm glad. I wanted to ask that question because, you know, I know that a lot of times when you're in the music industry, I've heard people say that you have to be very selfish because you have to concentrate on, like, say, the music. And you know what I'm saying? And sometimes if you have a significant other, it's not that you don't have time for them, but you have to really put in that work.
Yeah, you got
to
find a balance. It's all about a balance.
There you go. What college you graduated from, bro? Because, like, this brother got, you know, he breaking it down. He's talking real common sense. Like, just real smart stuff. It's a balance. You have to have a balance.
Definitely got
to
have a balance, for sure.
Awesome. Let's run it again. Let's run that shot for shot.
Shot for shot. One more time.
We're going to come back. Let's run that shot for shot again. We're going to come back.
Me and Swimming going shot for shot just like the SDA and Holly Berg. Now some shorty out of A like Holly Berry. I get her a baby, she go Holly Belly. I've been making money since I was in the dirt. And as a bitch, I'm talking to her dirty. I'm going to play bitches like it's Holly Perry or something. But the club, they be tearing it up. Baby from the Ville, I know we got the same guns for it, baby. Probably same as Fayetteville PD2. I don't know, cause I don't like to talk to cops. Some niggas went military,
Cause I'm with the school, so I'm hoop. Probably try to go to the league. Me too, nigga. All of us and got it off the block. First show, I'm the one that was in the Maybach. Pulling up, what the fuck? I'm peeing inside the function. Y'all niggas probably pimping in the hood, nigga. Y'all be tricking with the Zell. I'm the type to trick her with the smell. Take her with me on YSL. But she probably thought the shit was Baccarat. I'm the sergeant who turned out the pack. Mo got bitches turned up off the pack. Take my shirt off in this hoe's hat. I can pull up on the hoe's hat. Who done told you you could hold a Glock? You ain't never even shot a Glock. Kid back just like when I shot a Glock. Kid back, baby, yeah, shot a clock. Shot for shot, shot for shot, shot for shot, shot for shot. Here you go. Shot for shot, 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 shot for shot.
Me and Tommy going shot for shot, just like the SGA and Holly Berry. Not some shorty out of A, like Holly Berry. I get her a baby, she go Holly Berry. I've been making money since I was in the dirt. Clean as a bitch, I'm talking to a dirty. Scrub play bitches like you call a period, son. Fuck the club, think we tearing it up.
Shot for shot, shot for shot, shot for shot, shot for shot. Here we go. Shot for shot, 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 shot for shot. Here we go.
That's right, that's right. J-Baby, J-Baby.
Yeah,
that's shot for shot.
I don't care if
you're in the club or if you're in the crib.
Take a shot.
You could be in the club, you could be in the crib.
Wherever you at right now, you see that, you here, take a shot. It don't matter. It don't matter what time of day it is, where it's at. When you get to a shot, take a shot. That's real.
There you go. Boy, that's right. I don't care where you at. Take that shot. There you go.
We're in Miami with it. We're still going shot for shot.
Oh, man. That's good. So, all right. And y'all headed back on this weekend, right? Y'all headed back on this
weekend? Yeah, for the weekend. Pop out real quick.
What y'all plan to do while y'all out here? Is there anybody else you tapping in with while you out here? Like,
We still in the works. I got a couple of DJs I had tapped in with, seeing about some clubs to see them might make some appearances.
And let me ask you,
in the clubs and stuff.
I'm glad you said that. Let me ask you, how important it is to you to connect
with the DJs? That's something I recently just had to discover to really like. Because I've always like the type of music I typically like. My main style of music is kind of more calm, chill vibes. It ain't really like always clubs.
Okay.
The fact that we going summer type vibes, I had to start doing things differently and start moving in a certain way regarding the song. So, like, yeah, I had to start reaching out to all the DJs everywhere in my state. You know what I'm saying? Down here, because I know I was coming down here.
And let me ask you.
Anyway, we're moving. So.
Okay, so let me ask you, how is your approach? Because I think sometimes, a lot of times, people approach with the DJs.
It's not right. It's not right.
So how do you approach
it? I don't know if I do it right. I'm just not sorry.
Okay,
how do you think it should be?
Well, I think personally, what I'm saying is, I've built a lot of relationship. Like, I'm going to give you my experience.
Right.
Like, I've built a lot of relationships with artists from different cities, states that I haven't. There's some that I haven't even met to this day, but because of the relationship that we built, when they have music, they send it to me.
And
what I'm saying is, once you build those relationships,
that takes you so far.
It's
everywhere,
right? Because, so once we build those relationships, and let's say I finally meet you, let's say you know you're an artist. And you finally come here, and I'm in a club spinning somewhere, and I'm like, oh, shit, that's J-Baby right there, yo. Yeah. And I'm like, yo, we got this J-Baby, and he in the building, man, from North Carolina. And then we played it, because we built that relationship.
That's
whereas you walk to me, and I'm in the club, and, yo, I'm from North Carolina, yo, I got this joint. I'm like, all right, but I don't know you, nigga. I don't know you, like, uh-uh.
Yeah, I feel like it's best to, like, cause, I mean, when a DJ in the club already, they at work, you feel me?
They at work.
You gotta respect it on that tight timing. So, like, especially from an artist standpoint, you either gotta have a team that reaches out on the back end, or you gotta, like, even if you're gonna reach out on the back end, you gotta, like, make sure it's on some, like, from a humble standpoint, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't do it on some, I'm popping where I'm at, so I need you to run this. It's not that type of mindset. It's like, I got something going on that, you know what I'm saying?
But,
really, like, I got something that I'm trying to build here. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to see see if I can tap in with whoever. You know, right. Whoever. I know that you got it. You got what I need. So it's not a position to like.
It's like a relationship.
Like,
no.
Like you got something that can help. Yeah, I got something that can help you. We trying to both grow up together.
There
so
you
it's
go.
Like, it's building a relationship. That's real.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Build that relationship. Like, absolutely. Like, especially with the DJs in your city.
Absolutely.
I think what you should do, and I'm not saying you don't do this, but I'm just saying it.
I'm taking notes. I'm trying to get
like,
in there. So
when you see them, of course, if they doing an event, right?
Mm-hmm.
Repost, like you say, share the event, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. You got to support the DJs before before you start. Yeah, you got to already be tapped in with the DJs with what they got going on for you. Just try to, you know,
right?
That's real.
Because I'm gonna tell you, once you share it, because they're gonna notice. They're gonna be like, oh snap.
Mm-hmm.
Who shared this? Then they said, oh, J-Baby. Right.
Oh, he artist, yeah.
Oh, exactly. He an artist.
That's how I start, yeah.
Right. So then, once you do that, right, now it's almost like an introduction. So now, if you hit him up in the DM, man, hey, man, even go to the event. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
even go sure. to the event, man, absolutely. And support it. And say, man, I was out there, man. That yo, great job. That's how you build that relationship.
Absolutely.
And then they're going to, because they're going to look at you too. They're going to say, who's this? They're going to look at you. Oh, okay, J-Baby. They may click on your link your music. They may click on it. Or if you say, yo, I do got music too. But what I'm saying is you had an introduction.
Exactly,
it's not just,
exactly.
I got this joint. Here you go. Play
it. Yeah, exactly, exactly. Yeah, yeah. You got to like, for me, I feel like you kind of got to just,
mm-hmm.
you kind of come, like I said, you got to be on a humble standpoint. Like you got to not move as if they your employee. You got to move from the standpoint of, they got to have a specific job in the industry. You know what I'm saying? Like somebody like Boston Richie. Oh, shout out Boston Richie. We saw him earlier. He got some stuff going on. But he did say, like, even back then, like, he was saying, like, the DJs is what got him lit. Like, DJs is what got him spinning out here. You know what I'm saying? Like,
because
tapping in with that, like, they'll take you where you need to go because you can't get in the club if the DJ not rocking with you. You can't get your stuff spun. You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't matter where you can't perform. You can't do nothing if the DJ not rocking with you. So you got to be tapped in with them. So, you know what I'm saying? You always got to show respect to the people that do other avenues that, you know what I'm saying? Like, more from an equal standpoint rather than, they just somebody who can do it for me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody's going, yeah, it's more of it like they got a job they doing and they, because the DJ going up, regardless of who song playing, the DJ playing was hot. So everybody rocking with the DJ. So you got to be in with the DJ. You got to be cool with the DJ, for sure.
Exactly. And I noticed, and I'm glad you said that because that's another thing. I notice a lot of artists, too, they'll make that initial connection and stuff like that. Then, you know, let's just say I'm playing it here in Miami. We're going to wrap it up in a few. I'm playing it here in Miami. And, you know, I tag you in it. I don't even repost it or say nothing.
Right,
oh,
yeah. That's.
I'm like, motherfucker, I'm playing your shit.
Right, yeah. Yeah, people don't be taking their stuff serious, or either
right.
they take it too serious to the point where they start playing themselves. Like you trying to, like when you think you're bigger than the program, also shit. You know, what
yeah,
I'm saying? Like, shit like that. And it's like, it ain't never about that.
Yeah. And it's more about relationships. That's what I'm
absolutely.
Trying to say. Key at the end of the day is relationships that you build with people. And once you build them relationships, trust me,
that's gonna take you.
That's gonna be so. That's much stronger than just whatever. So no, nah, definitely.
Absolutely.
We're about to wrap it up in about another 5-10 minutes.
Oh,
so,
yeah,
what else
we
ain't talk about?
Let me.
So if you, I know you said a couple things earlier, but I just want to see if you had any advice to give an up-and-coming artist right now, the number one advice, what advice would you give them? Number one.
I feel like I said this on some
I think you said it, but
yeah,
what would you?
I probably said this on other podcasts.
Okay.
I think this will come on my, this always will come to my mind, but it's just really about investing in yourself. So it's like, not always money-wise, sometimes it's time. It's whatever your biggest weakness is in the industry, because some people is like...
Don't worry about it, we free to talk over
okay,
here.
Okay,
yeah.
Some people are like, some people, they got the music, they just don't know how to get it out, all right, promotion-wise. Some people got the following, they just not good at music. And it's a lot of, you can be an artist in a lot of different ways, and it's okay, everybody gonna go up the way they go up, but it's ways around it, you gotta know what's your weaknesses and how to take your biggest weakness and invest in that. to build that to where it's no longer weakness. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's really what it is. So it's investing in yourself. It's not always money. Sometimes it's time. Some people are just lazy. You good, but you don't want to get in there and put no work
in.
Oh,
I meant so,
some people are entitled. Yeah. They think they got this, and that's going to take them everywhere for the rest of their life. Man. It's not.
You got to stay working, dropping some jewels right now.
Exactly. So, yeah, you got to stay investing in yourself in whatever way possible. Sometimes it's time. Sometimes it's money. Sometimes it's people. Like you said, relationships, going out, connecting, doing stuff like that. You got to invest. So I feel like that's the best advice I could get to an up-and-coming artist.
Man, that's good advice. That is definitely great advice. Not even good advice, great advice. AI, we in a situation now with AI.
Yeah.
AI is making music for people. AI is like writing people. AI is actually copying your style. Like AI will copy your style. And how you feel about that and, you know, where it's going with that?
I don't so much like it because, I mean, it's too many niggas out here copying for the AI. That's the way of the world. The thing is, with the industry is so fast-paced and it changes so drastically over the years that you gotta roll with the punches in a sense. You got to get with it. You got to figure out how to, because you can't change what's going on industry. Right. So you got to either take the hard route of being different and hoping to build off of being different, or you got to roll with the punches to find your niche within what's going on. So AI, you're not gonna be able to stop AI. Only thing that can stop AI at this point is itself. AI got to fuck itself up. So we just got to wait on that, which is gonna do because it ain't gonna never replicate the real. You feel me?
Yeah.
So all you can do is just get in where you fit in and do what you do and just be better than the AI. You be better than the AI, then you really.
No. You drop once again. You drop it some knowledge here, man, and that is so true. Like I even said the same thing. Like with the AI, you got to come off even harder. Like that, so the AI can't be like, damn.
It don't even matter. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, oh man, and you're right. That's something we're gonna have to deal with, man. So, wow, man. Hey, listen, man. Great job, man. Like,
I appreciate you.
I'm gonna tell you, man. You are definitely
having me out here, man. This is a beautiful city. It's fun. We're about to have some more fun out here.
The fun is just beginning.
Just starting for sure. Absolutely.
The fun is just beginning. But man, no, I'm gonna tell you right now, my brother. I see that you have a good head on your shoulder.
I appreciate that.
You have a good head on your shoulder. You sound like you really focus. You sound like you really know, you know, what direction you want to go. And you sound like you really have your ducks in a row. Like you have, you know, the pieces of the puzzle together and you putting the puzzle together. So,
absolutely.
Which is great, man. And I see that you have the support. They are calling. And I see that you have, like you said, you have that drive, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So you definitely have a winning combination, you know, to continue, you know, building and growing and doing what you do, man.
Absolutely.
So definitely, man, we're going to, you know what I'm saying, we're going to keep playing Shot for Shot out here.
Keep tapping in Shot for Shot.
We're going to keep playing
all summer long. We out here, man.
There you go. And, you know, just keep doing what you do, man. And you definitely, you know, got a home here at Excitement Radio, man.
I appreciate y'all for having me. It's lit out here.
So any last words you want to share with anybody? Like, any last words?
Sure. If you don't know me, you will, but my name is Jay Baby, J-A-Y Baby. That's jaybaby.dbe on Instagram, TikTok, all that. Mm-hmm. Jay Baby on all platforms. You know what I'm saying? We got music out. Shot for Shot out now. We got other music coming out and way more on the way. So y'all tap in with me. I love y'all. I appreciate all the support. You know what I'm saying? And y'all catch me out here in Miami. We outside this weekend.
There you go. We outside this weekend, boy. What? It just started, too. Ready. They ready to go. Shot for Shot, they ready to go. So with that being said, shout out to my special guest that was in the building today, my brother right here, Jay Baby. We going to close it out with Shot for Shot. Don't forget, I don't care if you're in the crib or you're in the club. Yeah. All right, let's go.
Me and Swim been going shot for shot just like the SGA and Halle Berry. Now some shorty out of A like Halle Berry. I get her a baby, she got Halle Berry. I've been making money since I was in the dirt. And as a bitch, I'm talking to her. I play bitches like it's Halle Berry. So, but the club, they be tearing it up. Shot for shot, shot for shot, shot for shot, shot for shot.
shot for shot, 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 shot for shot. Baby from the Ville, I know we got the same guns for it. Barry probably same as Fayetteville, PD too. I don't know cause I don't like to talk to cops. Some of niggas went military, some went to school, some who probably try to go to the lead me too. Nigga, all of us and got it off the block. First show, I'm the one that was in the Maybach pulling up, what the fuck? I'm peeing inside the function, y'all niggas probably pimping in the parking lot. Hey nigga, y'all be tricking with the Zell. I'm the type to trick her with the smell. Take her with me on YSL, but she probably thought the shit was Baccarat. I'm the sergeant who turned out the pack. Mo got bitches turned up off the pack. Take my shirt off in this hoe's hat. I can pull up on the hoe's hat. Who done told you you could hold a Glock? You ain't never even shot a Glock. Keep back just like when I shot a Glock. Keep it, baby, yeah, shot a clock. Shot for shot, shot for shot, shot for shot, shot for shot. There you go. Shot for shot, 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 shot for shot.
I've been going shot for shot, just like the SGA and Hattie Burton. I'm so sure the added A's like Hattie Bay, I can't have a baby.
Me and Swimming going shot for shot, just like the SGA and Holly Berry. Now some shorty out of A like Holly Berry. I get her a baby, she got Holly Belly. I've been making money since I was in the dirt. And as a bitch, I'm talking to her dirty. I don't play bitches like it's Holly Perry or something. But the club, they be tearing it up. Shot for shot, shot for shot, shot for shot, shot for shot. There you go. Shot for shot, 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 shot for shot. Baby from the Ville, I know we got the same guns for it. Barry probably same as Fayetteville, PD too. I don't know cause I don't like to talk to cops. Some niggas take some with the school, some who probably try to go to the lead me too. Nigga, all of us and got it off the block. First show, I'm the one that was in the Maybach pulling up, what the fuck? I'm peeing inside the function, y'all niggas probably pimping in the parking lot. Hey nigga, y'all be tricking with the Zell. I'm the type to trick her with the smell. Take away from me on YSL, but she probably thought the shit was Baccarat. I'm the sergeant who turned out the pack. Mo got bitches turned up off the pack. Take my shirt off in this hoe's hat. I can pull up on the hoe's hat. Who done told you you could hold a Glock? You ain't never even shot a Glock. Keep it just like when I shot a Glock. Keep it, baby, yeah, shot a clock. Shot for shot, shot for shot, shot for shot, shot for shot. There you go. Shot for shot, 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 shot for shot.
Me and Swimming going shot for shot, just like we.